Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has now been 21 and a half weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer, and I still am asking myself, what do I know? I know that I get very anxious when it's time to record. I want so much to share God's love and not get in the way, not get in the way of the friendship that God is offering, the gift that God is offering to each of us. I sometimes feel that that happens, that I make myself too big, or I make myself too large in a situation, and I just need to get out of the way and let God do what he's doing. I know that that's when the picture becomes confused, is inserting yourself into a situation and making it about you. I remember one time going into the office of the principal of the school for my child and setting down and thinking about everything there was to say. But throughout the talk, at one point, this sentence was said to me: if we just remember who we're here for, we will both be on the same side. If we just remember that the child's interest is their best interest is what we have in our heart, then we're going to arrive together at a solution. Amen. I know that right now this week I've really been thinking about friendship. I've been thinking about what it is to truly feel love, and that is something that I think in our relationship with Christ, we can't just call when we need something. That's not what you do with a friend. That will not sustain a true friendship. You talk with each other. That's how you develop a friendship. You share with one another. You talk about your friend to others, and you share what it is to have that special friendship. You might read letters that your friend has written to you that is special and meaningful, and that's what we have in having our Bible. It is to have true friendship to not be self-serving, to not be superficial. It's to have the friendship that you have with God is what is real and deep and true. I know that just in my friendship with my daughter, when I am there with her, I know more about what is true with her and what she's going through right now. I know that I spend 1 week there and then I'm home 1 week. And when I'm further from her, I don't know as much, but I put in the effort to know. When we are in a relationship with God, spend the time, read, grow, share, pray, know, and don't insert yourself as the most important part, but be receiving of the gifts that God has given us. I know that I walked with a very dear friend and on Monday, and she was talking about different things and just kind of venting and saying that she needed an attitude adjustment. And I was saying the same thing. I was feeling exactly the same way. So we were both saying, boy, our attitudes are just, they're out of whack here. And she talked about how when with her children, she would find them, you know, just acting out in a public environment, in a restaurant or something. She would take them into the restroom and quietly just tell them that they needed an attitude adjustment, that that's not the way to act or behave. And we, as we were talking, we said, you know, I think we need God to take us to just a private place and talk to us, just set us down and remind us of what's important and being thankful and having our heart right. The really, really surprising thing was in talking to Josie about her feelings on Monday night, she was feeling very similarly. And she said that she'd had a rough day and a couple of people had said something to her and it was hard to hear. And, but then she, in reflecting on it, she said, I don't think those people changed overnight. I think it was me who had changed. My heart, I heard it differently than I would hear it, instead of hearing it with my thankful heart. So sometimes when you feel the most kind of out of it, maybe it's not that God has moved, but that you have, and that your heart needs to be moved back. I just thought when she said that, you know, she said, I don't think these people changed overnight, but I think I was different. And that's why I heard what they said differently. Amen. And I want to go back to the message of friendship today. It's just been what's been on my heart all week. And the friendship that is true is about giving to one another, helping one another. And I think in God, your friend has given you the very best gift, the ultimate gift. I remember my mom saying to me that the best gift she would ever give me was my little sister. I have four older brothers, and then I was number five. And she said, this is the best gift I will ever give you. But it wasn't true. Sorry to Carol, but it wasn't true. The best gift my mom ever gave me was the demonstration of her faith. She had some very tough times. And I would remember this woman who was dealing with some health issues and had six children and didn't drive, and we didn't have money. Where I would see a peace in her, a calmness, and want to know how that was possible. That was the gift that she gave me. The being able to see how she lived and how she was in tough times, and wanting that peace for myself. I would just tell you here that my mom's name was Josie, and that's my daughter's name, Josie. And I see this incredible woman in her, this strength and this beauty that my mom possessed. I just am saying here that God's ultimate gift to you of his baby boy kind of says it all about who is your truest friend. And you will never know a more true friend than God and through God, his son. Just give in your life, in your friendships, as you have been given. Give with a thankful heart, and give with delight and without strings. And don't lose sight of that bigger picture. Don't make yourself a role that is bigger than it should be, but also is not smaller. I read somewhere that loving someone is an exaggerated sense of their importance in relation to everyone else. And so you are not more important than another to God. You are not less important. And so you are loved. And that is all. You are not alone. I have a couple scripture, of course. The first is to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven you. And that's Ephesians 4:32. And love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, and honor one another above ourselves. That's Romans 12:9-10. And dear friends, since God loved us so, we also ought to love one another. 1 John 4:11. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. John 3:16. And the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And of course, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. But I do want to go back to the name Emmanuel. Think of this. Think of it. When Emmanuel translates to God is with us, if you just think of With God, I am well. With God, I'm well. You have been promised that you are not alone. That is the gift. Let us pray. Oh, dear God, dear Heavenly Father, what do we say? What do we say that is giving you the thanks that we have in our hearts, that giving you the honor that is yours, that is giving you the glory that is just for you? Lord, I want every single person who hears this to know that the greatest gift that they will ever receive is that of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ. At this time, we thank you. We thank you for you, the beautiful gift, that beautiful baby, that one who you tell us that, Emmanuel, I am with you. You are with us, with you, Emmanuel. All is well. I am well. Praise you, Father. We love you. And in your blessed Son's name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.